but they were good. And they are much improved, I think, defensively. I really think that, I can't speak for Steve or staff, but I think there's some key additions that bring an element of that, to the table. Shayok, as good as he was offensively, I would think, coming from where he came from, would definitely provide an attitude or a presence. But I don't know that for a fact. I'm just looking at it from the outside looking in. But I think they're really good. Defensively, they're long. And our advantage, obviously, would be to play through our bigs offensively. And that didn't have a chance to materialize at all. But give them credit. They manhandled us.
Bill, just overall, what do you think of their talent?
I was talking to our guys. That's one thing that I would say. I said this the other day. It's one of the few things I actually said after I thought about it that actually made sense. In that, they don't have McDonald's All-Americans like some schools are able to recruit. So their guys don't get the same national publicity going into a season. And then by the time they've been at a place for, and there's multiple teams in our league that do this, by the time they've been at a place for a year or two, they end up being every bit as good as the heralded guys going to their respective schools. Those guards, Babb, obviously, Halliburton and Wigginton and Shayok, those four guards can play for anybody in the country, anybody. They're part of the rotation for the best teams in the country. So I love their talent level. And then Horton Tucker is he's a smaller Dedrick Lawson in a lot of ways. And then the big kid in the middle had a great game. We didn't take advantage of him at all with Dedrick on the post. So I think their talent level is really good, and they're young. What an exciting time to be a fan, just knowing that these kids are all so young, at least the majority of them.
You guys come into the game knowing that Shayok leads a conference in scoring. How well did your guys understand, stick to, and execute scouting report?
Well, the first half, we were behind, but it wasn't our defense. Their best offense was our offense. A lot of times you get screwed up where your offense creates disadvantages for you defensively. But I actually thought, for the vast majority of the first half, we guarded them really well. And then I didn't think we guarded them at all the second half. And I don't know how many Shayok had at halftime. What, do you have 10 or something like that? Or what was it? Did he have at halftime? But, he was obviously, the best offensive player on the floor the second half.
Bill, is this the sort of game in the past, recent past, of course, Devontae or Frank, that
yeah.
their presence could flip it a little or at least stabilize it?
We played like crap a lot up here. And somehow we hang around at the 10-minute mark and veterans figure out a way. There was none of that today. And as young as our guards are, and this includes even LeGerald, we played very, very, very immature today. And we didn't play selfish as much as we played how's the correct way to put this? We were I guess it is selfish, but not from a basketball standpoint. It's from everybody went into their own little cocoon when things were going poorly, as opposed to galvanizing a group. And some of our best wins that you guys remember West Virginia last year. We're awful at West Virginia for 30 minutes, awful. And those old kids just kind of hang around, and a 14-point deficit turns into a win. Well, that never had a chance to materialize today because Iowa State was better than us, but also because we didn't have the leadership yet that needs to develop so we can be in situations like this and actually perform better.
What was more
important emphasis than yet?
I talked to our guys in the locker room a while about. I don't really know how you could. It'd be nice if anybody were to be able to step up, but in my experiences, it needs to be somebody that's a guard. It needs to be somebody like Babb or somebody that has been around that can basically take the heat, can send the coach's message into them, and we don't have anybody that's an extension of that yet. So right now, I don't know how it's going to play out and how we're going to get better at that. But, obviously we're going to be in situations every time you play on the road where you need that, and we didn't have it today.
Coach,
but even if we had it, they still controlled the game.
How big of a curveball was Udoka's absence, and are you hopeful it's a one-game thing?
I had no idea that this was going to happen until I got on the bus this morning to come over here to shoot. So, the thing about it is, Doke broke his hand his freshman year and it cost him a season. It was his left wrist, but this is his right. And he didn't fall on it. He didn't do anything like that, but he did get a hit in practice. And I think that the x-ray and the doctors looking at it, hand specialist looking at it, felt comfortable with where it was and said, Doke, it's going to be sore. You sprained your wrist. Or you bruised your wrist. But still, I think in Doke's mind, which I actually kind of don't disagree, and the way we play today was probably better that he didn't play, is to get an MRI just to make sure we're square. So, it could be a one-game deal or it could be a season-ending deal. But there's no indications that it will be the latter based on the early diagnosis.
Coach, all the attention they paid to Dedrick today, was there a specific aspect or something that he kind of especially struggled with?
We struggled getting the ball to him in tight. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we really struggled with passing and dribbling and shooting. And that, to me, was probably the key reason why that all of our individuals didn't look real good offensively.
19 points from Quentin tonight, and based on what he did against Oklahoma as well, are you pleased with what he's done this week?
Guys, let's not get carried away. Every team that lost today had a leading score. Okay? So even though I'm happy that he saw the ball go in the hole, I'm not leaving out of here thinking, we're turning the corner. Bad teams have leading scores. And today we were a bad team and we had a leading score. Although I was happy that the ball went down. But still, though, that there was nothing about his performance that would say yes, because I don't feel that about anybody right now.
Were you able to evaluate effort versus execution?
I actually thought, now I got to watch, well, I don't know if I will or not, but I would say that our effort wasn't bad the first half. I thought we tried pretty hard. I thought when it got unraveled in the second half, I thought we lost all composure and didn't compete as hard.
How much did the atmosphere play into that, maybe with some of the younger guys experiencing this?
You know what? The crowd was great, especially with students not being here. I don't know how many students were here, but the crowd's great. It always is when we come up here. But I don't know that it definitely played a role. Don't get me wrong. It played a role. But I'm not sure that was the determining factor. When you have a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-1, it turns into a 2-on-1 for the other team. Those usually aren't caused by crowds. And certainly we had a couple of those.
And the first 10 possessions were kind of shaky. How did you guys stabilize after that?
I watched the game the other day when we played here last year. We were awful. Awful. And somehow or another, we hang around in the first half and go in with the lead at halftime. That's kind of the way it was today. We were awful. And still yet, we made them play probably as bad as we played, which is what you have to do if you don't score easily. And certainly the first half we did that. The second half, the law of percentages played out, and we continued to play at the same rate, and they just elevated there. So, but I don't know that we did anything great the first half other than the fact that up until the last 2.5 minutes or whatever, we controlled the first half, and then we let it get away from us the last 2 minutes of the first half.
Especially with Udoka out today, did you kind of feel like you needed Dedrick to take over? Doesn't he have that in him?
I thought Dedrick was going to have to get 25 today, for us to have a good shot. But I actually thought he could, And usually when we've needed him to step up and put up numbers, he has, So whether it be the Arizona State game or whatever, today wasn't we got the ball to him, not as much as we'd like, but he had some easy opportunities early and came away empty, and it wasn't our day, but it certainly, you know, it wasn't his day either. He's had a lot of good games for us, but today he struggled a little bit.
Bill, you had a long message to your team, I guess, in the locker room. Could you share what you told them?
No. I talked to my team, you know, just like Steve talked to his team, but the one thing is it's one game, but now the sky's falling. Well, it's an 18 game season, you know, and the sky's not falling, even though we sucked, and we got to correct some stuff, and the thing that is good about getting beat rather than being edged, I mean we were beat today, is the fact that it's very evident that we have deficiencies and they need to be worked. Nobody's going to leave out of here thinking, hey, it wasn't that bad. I mean, everybody's going to leave out of here knowing how bad it actually was. And sometimes that's not an awful thing to get your team's attention, at least in my experiences in the past. We've had many games, unfortunately, like this over time. Not, I shouldn't say many, but one a year, let's say. And we got this one hopefully out of the way early in the year, so that means the rest of the season should be smooth sailing.